The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We just finished the show. You'll hear Lunchbox come on in a bit and talk about taking his baby home, which we didn't know until this morning. But Eddie makes fun of Lunchbox for crying.
Why?
Just because he doesn't cry. And it's funny to hear him.
Because he cries
really
coming up.
It really does seem out of character. I'm like, this is an excuse to cry. I get it. But it's just like, it doesn't feel Lunchboxy.
But he's just relentless about it. Lunchbox but,
and he sounds like Miss Piggy. Like, let's be real, you know?
Wait, what is that?
You know, like how he does
well,
it.
Because he's really trying not to cry. So he's like having to hold it in because he's like, I'm Lunchbox. I can't cry.
And then
he like loses it. But it's going to be hard for me to take him, like, you know, hardcore Lunchbox seriously anymore.
I just don't think he was ever hardcore.
Oh, you think it was all
act. Mm. He's obnoxious, but all the hardcore stuff's always been act.
I feel like anytime he says anything to me, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah?
No, you start crying now?
But his tears are totally valid. Like,
yes, of course.
He's finally a dad, and it makes sense, and he's sensitive. Like, we now know he's sensitive.
Oh, I've always known he's super sensitive.
Well, I've known that he's emotional.
Yeah.
Because that's why he gets so angry at times.
I guess there's high. He's one of the extreme highs and extreme lows, I think.
He gets angrier than anyone on a show by far.
Red angry.
By far. Like, he snaps and just screams. I mean, you've been the victim of it.
Yeah.
But he just screams.
Yeah, I have cried.
When I first started this job, he pulled me in the room. He was like, don't you ever. Ever.
He pulled you in a room.
For what? What'd you do?
I just was joking with him. I talked to him like in a certain tone. Ever talk to me like that.
Like
ever.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He was serious?
And I was like, wow, dude, you know, I was just joking. Like, I really was not serious. He's like, oh, okay then.
But he was serious?
He was so angry and so mad. Yes. Wow. But that's when I first knew. I'm like, okay, he gets serious. Like, he gets really high,
he
really
gets
low.
Rage filled.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's ever like super snapped at me. Maybe in a set, but Amy's given it to a few times.
Yeah.
Just like,
but you know, man. We all have good days and bad days.
Oh, but that's just him, though. I mean, that's just his personality. It's very emotional.
Yeah, so he comes up and he does cry, but even when Lunchbox came back after the baby was born, Eddie would sit right next to him and start crying right in front of his face. And I'd be like, dude, that's too much. That's a little rude.
Well, even during the show today, he hasn't responded, but I texted it to him like, dude, you cried like a...
Because, Eddie, you're a dad.
Yes.
Did you cry?
Of course I did. And his circumstance is completely different than mine. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to have a baby in the NICU for that long and what he's going through. So I didn't cry for those reasons, but the beauty of having a baby and the... Well, I know, Bobby, I say miracle because everyone says miracle. Like, that experience
You
is,
say miracle funny.
You say miracle. Yeah,
miracle.
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 A miracle. Anyway, that's why I cried, because it's really an amazing experience.
Well, so, okay, all that coming up. Let's just get, I got to go do the Tiny Couch interview, so.
You have 2 hours.
Yeah, Tiger Daniel said, set aside 2 hours. Like, set aside these nuts.
Dang! Yeah. Take that from the VP.
Somebody texted me, I was like, I heard Amy say hot as balls, and I laughed so hard.
Yeah, I did.
I forget who it was.
Maybe it was Carla Marie?
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm. Amy, that was really funny.
She sent me a note, too, and
I was like, I can't believe Amy said hot as balls. I said, I don't think Amy knew what that meant. So.
I just was saying that I say it sometimes, and now maybe I shouldn't.
Well, here's today. Yeah, you should. Here's today's show. Yeah. And are we ready? Can we go?
Hope everybody has a good day.
There you go. Thank you very much. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. We'll check in with Lunchbox later. You know, yesterday, he left the show to take his baby home, or so he thought. So we'll check in with him coming up in a little bit. What's up? Everybody good? Good morning, studio!
Morning!
Amy, here's the thing. Who do you think, according to women, but I'm going to ask you, who is the hottest female celebrity to you? You'll be like, man, she's hot.
Oh, man. Giselle?
Giselle. I mean, that's fair.
Okay.
She's not on the list.
Yeah.
Who else comes to mind for you?
Beautiful to me. Well, I've always loved Jennifer Aniston. Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, me too. I loved her.
Yeah, she's on the list. Charlize Theron.
Yes. She's the only one that you've picked that's on this list. She comes in at number 6.
Oh, wow. That's the only one?
She's pretty.
Oh, these are all models, so duh, it makes sense. But like, Kate... Kate Moss.
I'm not a baby.
Not
Kate
her.
Moss. She's just
Who's
kidding.
The other one that's a Sports Illustrated? Why am I thinking of her? She's pregnant
Kate
right
Upton.
Now. Kate Upton.
Yeah. Hey, Morgan, number 2. Who would you put on this list? These are, they asked women who the hottest women are.
Jennifer Aniston, for sure. That's who I would go with.
Still?
Yeah.
Are you watching her on Friends? Are you picking the Jennifer Aniston? I mean,
the
really?
Young one, yeah.
She still looks amazing for her age. Reese Witherspoon?
No. So Rihanna tops the list.
Okay.
Kerry Washington.
Ooh, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson. Beautiful. Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec, who I like too, but it's because she's kind of that dark goth,
yeah,
and funny.
You're into that.
That works. What am I into exactly?
Well, dark hair, sort of goth and funny.
I'm into dark hair and funny. I don't know about goth.
I feel like one girl you dated had a little bit, not goth. Goth is not the right word for her, but edgy.
I dated an edgy girl?
Yeah.
Who?
I feel like Rachel had some edge to her.
Oh, she was just an artist.
Yeah, but like really cool style.
She definitely wasn't gothy.
Yeah, not goth. I don't know if you like gothy means.
I changed the word goth into edge. Mm. She definitely had edge.
Well, Kerry Washington also makes a list from Scandal.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
She's beautiful.
How you feel about Rihanna, Morgan, number two? You think she's hot?
Are we talking like Rihanna, the singer, too?
Yeah, which other one?
It's the only one.
You know Rihanna Wilson from down the road?
Which other Rihanna?
I didn't realize she was that well-known of an actress.
No, she's an artist.
Just art. Just a celebrity.
Okay. Celebrity. I don't know. I don't know why she'd be number one.
Yeah, Rihanna Jenkins from...
Oh, yes, she's so pretty.
Over in Tupelo?
I guess it tells you my answer.
Rihanna might be... I've never seen her in person. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably stunning.
She pretty?
Yeah, and she's tall.
Yeah, it's sort of like pink... Where she, you know, she's really pretty, but then in person, she's like stunning.
Pink is strikingly attractive. You're like, oh my goodness.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't stop staring at her because physically, she's just really pretty. Like her face is structurally perfect.
Pink.
Pink. I'm
wow.
Like, yeah, I'm not kidding you because I wouldn't do that this early. We're here.
Maybe later, but.
Yeah, maybe later. Okay. I got lots of kidding coming up later. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A group of Good Samaritans pulled two Chicago police officers out of a squad car after the squad car had crashed. The officers were in pursuit of a vehicle that was running from them. Another car accidentally pulled in front of them. They swerved to miss and crashed into a tree.
Oh, no.
So several witnesses saw it happen, rushed over to the car. The car started smoking, and people were trying to pull the cops out of the car. They went into the smoking car,
wrapped
their arms around the cops, and pulled them out. Both officers in the car had minor injuries, and they were taken to Christ Medical Center, but they're going to be fine. No further injuries because people pulled them out of that car.
Shout out to Good Samaritans.
Boy, you got to make your mind like, uh-oh.
Yep.
Because you got to go grab people and drag them out of cars. That's all instinct, right? I think my instinct would be to run.
Yeah.
The other way.
Yeah, I wish I think I'd be a hero and be like, oh, I'm going to get them. But I think I'd go, oh, car smoking. I need to get out of town. You know what I mean?
It blows up.
I know. Seen too many movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's really cool. Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
In California, the fires have killed at least 8 people. More than 1,000 homes and buildings have been destroyed. Police say pay attention to the evacuation orders. In Texas, that shark that was stolen from a San Antonio aquarium has been safely returned. The video online shows a guy taking the shark and putting it in a baby stroller. Luckily, the people confessed and brought it back. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain in the south and along the east coast. Some places could see over 3 inches of rain today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Brandon in Arkansas. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby Bones. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thanks, man. What's happening with you this morning?
Oh, not a whole lot. Headed to work.
What kind of job you got?
I work for the Arkansas National Guard in recruiting.
Oh, look at you. Serving. We appreciate you.
Yes. Well, I wanted to tell you that I was stationed in, when I was active duty Army, I was stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, about 3 years ago. And every day I'd drive to work. This is when the Bobby Bones Show was really hitting there at that time. And your show inspired me to go to work every day because I really didn't enjoy working active duty Army. But hearing you on the radio just motivated me to go to work every day.
Man, I appreciate that. Hey, listen, what you do motivates and allows all of us to do this. So I think hopefully we're even. Now we're probably still a little behind you, to be honest. But I appreciate that call. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you, Bobby.
Hey, man, look at that guy calling early, sharing that story. That's a good one. How about this one here? You see the pawn shop? They go to the pawn shop buy a violin $50. You see this?
Nope. I haven't seen it.
Another one of those stories where a violin bought by a Massachusetts pawn shop for $50 ended up being worth $250,000.
Oh.
It was handcrafted in 1759.
Wow.
I mean, that's a thing, right?
Wow, yeah.
Police said the violin was stolen during a house break-in and since been reunited to its rightful owner. Crazy, though, that you get this violin and you think, well, I had the jackpot, and they go, nope, you didn't.
So the pawn shop loses on that, right?
They well, just, 50 bucks.
Yeah, that's all they bought it for.
But it's like, but gosh, I know you would think pawn shops have someone filtering through some of the gems they might get.
Also, it was made in 1759. Like, what in the world?
A long time ago.
Like, 1776 is a very famous date.
Yes.
In America. Because
Christopher Columbus.
No, that's 1492. Dang. Never mind.
Stop.
Okay. Didn't know we were doing trivia.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Brenda.
Hey.
What's happening?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you? Tell me something.
Okay, so I bought my kids, I bought 4 Pimpin' Joy shirts. My daughter and her husband and my son and his new wife. Well, when my son and his wife went on their honeymoon in Cozumel, he was wearing a shirt, and this guy walked up to him and was like, hey, you listen to Bobby Bones? And my son's like, yeah. And he's like, well, I'm from Austin. I listened to Bobby when he was just starting out. So, Tennessee kid on the beach in Cozumel meets a Texas dude on the beach in Cozumel.
Did they fall in love?
No.
Oh, I know. That's a good story.
I love that.
That's a good story. Thank you very much for sharing that. What are you up to today?
I'm working.
Yeah.
And one other small tidbit. I bought both your books and read. I read the first one in one day on a rainy day during vacation. So I spent my vacation with you. And I read the second one. I finished it last week.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think about that?
I like them. I'm ready for number 3.
Oh, I'm not writing another book ever.
You're not?
No.
Never say never.
Never.
Never say never. I agree.
Never. Well, Brenda, you are far too kind. Thank you for calling this morning.
You guys have a good day.
All right. See you later. Thank
that
you very much.
That should be the name of your third one.
Never say never.
I said I'd never write this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here we go. This is a grandmother will be a surrogate for her own grandchild. You see that?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
It's a lot. It's a commitment. A grandmother has offered to give birth to her own grandchild after a life-saving hysterectomy left her daughter unable to have any more children. So the grandmother is actually pretty young, 49 years old, because her daughter's 31.
Yeah. I know, when I first read the headline, I was picturing like...
70?
That changes things a little bit.
Hold my walker.
But 49
here comes
is
the
still...
head.
I'll carry the baby.
Yeah.
Still older... This is considered geriatric pregnancy.
For sure. Brigitte Nelson or whatever, I just had a baby at like 53.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I keep seeing her on covers with babies.
She said, I'm scared of labor at 50, but the pain is only short term. The love of a lifetime, of a legacy.
Wow.
It's definitely really special.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy, too, that you can just take it and something come out of somebody else's body. Mm-hmm. Like the science of that's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can implant it into their uterus.
But yeah, good for her, good for them. One day I hope to have one of those.
Hey, maybe you can find someone.
A uterus. Yeah.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Morgan number 2 here. Dierks Bentley says that he will never wear cowboy boots again after a fall while performing with Kenny Chesney. He also says that he moves around way too much for that type of shoe. Jake Owen topped the charts this week. He scored his 7th number 1 single with I Was Jack, You Were Diane.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song?
Martina McBride is currently working on a Christmas album and expects to release it in October. I'm Morgan number 2, and that's The Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Over to Morgan number 2, filling in for Lunchbox.
So a retired Marine has been helping with the wildfires in California, and he's not only helped save dozens of people's horses with his trailer, but he also pulled a guy out of his house that was on fire and saved his American flag.
Wow.
Wow, and the flag.
Got cool. The flag in there, too.
That's good. So he's driving around the horse trailer saving people?
Yeah, he's saving their horses for them so he can help them take care of their animals, not have to worry about that part of it.
Man, that's good. Thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Raymundo in for Lunchbox doing the Bonehead this morning. Ray.
Yeah, this story comes from Raleigh, North Carolina. A 74-year-old guy, he was having some issues with his iPhone. He couldn't get it to work, so he drove to the Verizon store. That's a pretty normal thing. But it was closed.
Oh.
He did see some employees in there, so he rammed his vehicle into the storefront to get their attention and to open the door. He caused thousands in damage, and he has now been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, and he's going to jail.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to get someone's attention.
No, you don't. No, not there. No, you sure don't.
His phone wasn't working.
Stop. Are we sure he's old? He just didn't hit the gas.
No, he said he was old.
I mean, those old people, though, sometimes they'll put it up. They think they have it in reverse.
Yeah.
But they don't. They have it in drive, and they go, boom, and they nail the store.
But they said he was frustrated, so it makes sense that he did that.
I mean, he probably did. But that's no way. That would be fun to drive a car into a building, though, right? Like the glass part of it. Wouldn't that kind of be fun once? To drive it into it?
I guess so.
You don't think so?
I mean, I don't have the urge to do that, no.
Now, this guy's going to spend some time in the clink.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's always had that urge, Bobby. Maybe when you hit 70, you're like, don't care.
All right. Thank you, Raymundo.
Mm-hmm. Come on, get your Bobby Bones on.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, in about an hour, we'll check in with Lunchbox. He left the show yesterday because they were supposed to be able to take the baby home. We'll get an update from him in about an hour. He's not here today. So, hey, you know what they call me, Eddie?
Yes, country music's youngest historian.
That's right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
And being country music's youngest historian, I want to bring to light today in 1992, 26 years ago today, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
Oh,
your number one song.
Baby, let's go.
26 years ago, 1992.
Oh,
before Ronnie Dunn teamed up with Kix Brooks, Ronnie wrote this song for the country group Sleep of the Will.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Ray Benson.
Yeah, did you know that?
Heel toe, dosey, go. Come on, baby, let's get boots.
They released it in 1990. Sleep of the Will.
Dude, I did not know that.
Meet me out back where we.
Wow. Isn't that funny?
Thank you, country music's youngest historian.
Yeah. So they put this out in 1991 on their debut album, Brand New Man. A year later, it was a single. And then on this day, 1992, it was a number one song.
Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boots,
come on now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Do you judge people based on their cracked iPhone screen?
Oh, no, never. Because I have mine cracked a lot. So, you know, it wouldn't be fair to me to judge.
It would not be fair of you to judge.
No.
I am a judger, though.
Yeah, but what are you judging? Like, that you think they're irresponsible, or you think, why didn't they get a case, or why haven't they fixed that, or all?
All. All that, yeah. Because it's the type of person that has a cracked iPhone.
what is that?
A sloppy person.
Oh. I'm not sloppy, though.
Yes, you are.
Are you joking?
You're very clumsy.
Okay, clumsy but and sloppy?
No. You can be that.
I keep a tidy house.
No, but you can be sloppy in, like, your arms and legs. You can walk sloppy.
Okay.
You're kind of a sloppy person. In some areas of your life.
Thank you.
Like someone like Morgan number two would never have a cracked iPhone screen. Morgan number two?
That's true. I don't have a cracked iPhone screen.
She's on. She's organized. She's with it. If something's not right, she goes and fixes it. I would never have a cracked iPhone screen.
Well, and aren't it's not you all cool?
No, it's not because we're better.
No, it sounds like it.
It's just...
sounds like it.
We live very linear lives. Mm.
You know what's going to happen today, right? Morgan number two is going to drop her phone and crack her eyes.
And you know
what
she'll do? She'll go get it fixed tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not about dropping it. It's about being responsible enough to fix it.
It's about all the things. We just went through the fact that you didn't have protective gear on it in the first place, because that's been me. And it's that when you drop it, you don't get it fixed right away, or that you're clumsy. Like you drop it like trying to carry 10 things when you should carry one.
Like Eddie would have a cracked iPhone screen.
But I do not.
But you would.
But I'm a little bit different than Eddie. A little bit.
In what way?
I don't know.
You're a girl.
I feel like...
Yeah, that's it. The vagina.
What?
All right, let's see what we're going to get. All right. A study found this is the number one way people get a cold from work. Okay? So people go to work and they get sick at work. Yeah. This is the number one way people get sick at work. They get a cold at work. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Okay, I'm going to go to Eddie to spoil it. Eddie, if you get it right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get it right.
Go ahead.
The computer.
The computer.
Keyboards.
Show me computer.
No.
That's not it. So we'll come back. Morgan number two. Amy, you guys take a guess.
Kay.
This is the number one way people get a cold at work. Never gonna get it. Also, if you follow to my theory that people with cracked iPhone screens, listen, you're beautiful people.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm feeling really beautiful. Sloppy.
But we're sloppy.
You're freer.
I prefer clumsy and just more, you know, rather spend my time doing something else than going to the iPhone store to fix my phone.
Right. You know, you guys aren't detail oriented.
But
people.
I finally did. Mine was cracked for a long time.
I know, and you were cutting your finger.
But look how beautiful it is right now.
My point is, if you have a cracked iPhone screen and you leave it, you're not a detail oriented person.
Okay, so you're taking the word sloppy out?
No, yeah, but that's sloppy to me. Yeah. That's all. Katie?
Yeah.
What you think about this?
Is it like by sharing food?
Sharing food. Something I rarely do. It is not sharing food, though. Yeah. Amy?
Using the coffee mugs in the kitchen.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 days in a row.
What?
What?
There she is.
Whoa.
She's
Amy.
Now 2 in a row.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know, guys. I'm just on fire.
Wow.
It's called Never Gonna Get It, Amy.
And
I know,
got
but
it.
Wow. Wow. It just came to me.
Yeah.
Would like to thank anyone?
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
Amy crushing it. That's it. The answer is because it's hardly ever cleaned, people using the same coffee machine. That's how people get the most colds at work. Just a little tip from me to you.
There it is. The Bobby Bones Show.
We're talking about iPhones, and I guess it could be any phone, but you drop it, you break the screen, and if you judge people. Now, listen, let me say, too, if you're broke and can't fix it, that's a whole thing. Been there. But for the most part, people like Amy.
It's a really good point, Bobby.
And that's not your problem. If you can't fix your iPhone screen,
I got two kids.
Yeah, stop it.
Okay.
Tracy.
Yeah.
What do you think about this question?
So I am a very organized person. I have had an iPhone since they came out, the beginning of time, whatever. 3 weeks ago, I finally dropped my phone and cracked my screen. I have never done that before.
And did you rush to get it fixed, or are you still chilling with it?
No, it's still broken. I now have a screen protector on it.
Isn't that like putting your locks on your house after you've been robbed?
It pretty much, exactly. Well, I had a case on it, and the case broke at the same time when I dropped it. So
I've dropped my phone from really high places, and it goes boom, and it doesn't break. And then I've dropped it from 1 inch, and it goes, shut up.
Yeah.
So there is no rhyme or reason. But the point is to me is if you leave something broken, that's pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
And I would judge you based on that.
Okay.
Tracy, thank you. I do judge you, but thank you.
Feel judged.
Brittany in Florida, hello.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, gang. How you guys doing?
We're good. What's happening with you? What do you think about this?
So I've been there when it comes to not having the money to fix something. Usually when I break something, I get it fixed immediately. My iPhone in the past, I've dropped it changing the cases. I've taken it out of one case and dropped it smack on the floor.
Right in the middle of the case change, which you're only putting cases on to make sure the phone doesn't break.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
You got like a 2 second window.
That hurts.
And that's when it falls. Yeah, I appreciate that call. Appreciate you. Let's see the big songs. Here's Tuesday's top five. At number five, Morgan Evans, Kiss Somebody.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
At number four, Brett Young, Mercy.
If you're gonna break my heart, just break.
These are the top five songs in country music this week.
And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it.
At number three, Get Along from Kenny Chesney, last week's number one.
Get along.
Keith Urban at number two.
Coming
home. And your number one song this week from Jake Owen. I was Jack, you were Diane.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then. Like we did when.
The number one pop song is Girls Like You, Maroon 5 and Cardi B. That's a good one.
I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
Those are your biggest songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
I like those Maroon 5 guys because they stay relevant. They're like 63 years old.
Here they are doing a song with Cardi B.
And they're like, number one pop song. when I first started in radio, they were a new band. Adam Levine and the other guys.
Maybe it's 6:45.
Yo, it's Cardi. Cardi Babadi. Everybody's a lottie. You know what it is? I'm just here at the party.
Last time.
There you go. Congrats to Jake Owen, his seventh number one. Do you turn it up? Do you sing? What's your favorite Jake Owen song?
Probably Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Yeah, all time?
I mean, anytime it comes on, I gotta turn it up.
Yeah. Never gonna see. Good one.
What's your favorite one?
Probably Anywhere With You.
That's another good one.
Probably.
That's solid.
I like the slow Jakes. I do. I like the Jake Love songs. Have you ever seen California? Pick a spot on any old map. I travel light in my... It's a good one. It reminds me of, like, this whole thing. Meaning, yeah. Jake was a big part of us when we moved here. I have a picture because Jake, I don't know if he still is in photography or not. But Jake was the first person I knew in town because we had a mutual friend, not because he was a country guy. And so Jake would come to the studio and bring his camera and take pictures. And so he took this big picture. I have it in my house still. And it's a big picture of me sitting here in our studio when we first got it. And it's just me. And he signed it. And I don't know. It's a cool thing.
It's a really cool picture.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He brought it in.
I don't
it's
keep
all framed.
Anything.
It looks good.
I don't keep anything. Right? I kept that. I still have it hanging up.
It's different.
It means a lot to me because it was early and... He took time to... What is that noise? Was there a fan or something on? Do you guys hear that?
I do. Yeah. I feel like it might be a...
Might be my computer.
Computer engine.
Yeah.
Here, get that away.
Let's not have that happen.
Okay, I'll stop editing.
Yeah, let's take it out of the room or something. Kelly in North Carolina, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Just on my way to work. I wanted to comment about the iPhone.
Oh, yeah. The big thing is if you have a cracked screen, I go, hey, listen, if you can afford to fix it and you don't fix it, that's kind of sloppy. That's what I think.
It's extremely sloppy. You look at somebody and they've got this cracked screen and broken. It's like, go fix it. And I love you, Amy. I'm not dogging on you. I promise. But it is sloppy. You break your cell phone, you go fix it either that day or the very next day.
Those same people are wearing the same underwear 2 or 3 days in a row.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's what I think about it. Hey, Kelly, thank you. I agree with that. There's this story. This guy's busted for smuggling a shark from an aquarium in a stroller. And so it was the bizarre shark heist. Officials with the San Antonio Aquarium in Texas say a trio of thieves stole a shark and smuggled it out of the aquarium in a baby stroller. The spokesman said that they did find the shark alive and well. I saw a video last night where they had it again. Video shows the thieves walking in through an aquarium before driving off with a 16-inch horn shark. They snagged the predator from the interactive touch pool, threw it into a bucket, then into a stroller, and nobody noticed. I wonder what this is worth, though.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, did these people just really want a pet shark, or they're trying to sell it on the
underground? They had to be selling it.
Shark black market.
Three of them? You have to be selling that shark.
They had like a stroller, like put it up, like a swaddle, and like laid it gently in the stroller like they're taking their baby away.
Eddie, Google how much a horn shark costs.
Okay.
How much?
$2,000 is what it was valued
that's a good...
The shark worth $2,000?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a good prize.
I might have stolen that, too, if you could just touch it. Because you could just reach down and grab it. Yeah, there's that. This woman wakes up with a 3-foot python in her bed. Do you see that story?
Why does this keep happening?
Well, I think the neighbor had a python.
Ugh.
And the neighbor lost their python. And my thing is, I think the snake found a warm spot. And that warm spot was the neighbor's bed. So imagine you're going to bed. Just think about it, and you pull your sheet back, and there's a 3-foot python.
No, I wouldn't
be sleeping well for a while.
But again, it didn't attack you.
I know it didn't, but I just don't like that image in my head, knowing that there was a snake. I'm not going to hurt the snake. I'm going to scream and run and call the neighbor or animal control, gently remove the snake. Snake didn't do anything wrong, you're right, but still.
Would you rather be a snake or a squirrel?
I'd rather be a squirrel. I'd be like, hey, little squirrel.
See?
I love squirrels.
You're being manipulated by the media right here.
No, snakes are not appealing to me. Squirrels are cute.
Only because the movies show them as evil people.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, we'll talk to Lunchbox in about half an hour. I think he took the baby home yesterday. I do not know that for sure he took the baby home. He likes to play this game where he keeps things from us for on air at this point.
True.
So we think Lunchbox, who just had his first baby, took the baby home yesterday. The baby was 6 weeks early as a super surprise to them. And he leaves yesterday during the show. that's all we know. So, yeah, that's the thing there. Also, the dumb debate of the day is this. If you take an elevator up one floor, you know, is that a bad thing? Now, let's eliminate any sort of injury.
Or luggage and stuff.
Yeah, well, if you're hurt or a wheelchair or luggage, like, you have to do that. Right. So let's eliminate that, because people are going to be, oh, no, what if your back's hurting? Okay, well, then take the elevator. What do you want me to do? But if you're just there, you go up to the second floor, you know, is that okay? Here, let's go over to Emmeline in Virginia. Hey, Emmeline.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think about this? Is it okay to take an elevator up one floor?
Actually, I very much judge people when they take an elevator up one floor if they don't have luggage or anything like that, which you just said. So
why would you judge them?
I don't know, because personally me, I would definitely take the stairs because I wouldn't want to be judged. And I feel like that's just something, if I get an elevator at floor one and they hit floor two, I'm like, really, you could have taken the stairs.
Amy, what do you think?
Wow, I've never judged anybody for taking the elevator. Now, I do think we probably should take the stairs, but I'm not going to judge anybody for it.
The dumb debate.
Yeah.
Is it okay to take an elevator up one floor? Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Bobby.
What you think about this?
Oh, my gosh. I totally agree with the last listener, I think, too, especially if it's even two floors.
Two floors.
I work in a corporate office building where there's seven floors, and I'll tell you what. We are blessed. They have an amazing cafeteria and kitchen. And if you're taking the elevator and you have any sort of bad food, pizza, burgers, you're even judged beyond that. So
so if you get on the elevator with a pizza and you go up one or two flights.
At that point, you're covering it with something else, a napkin, so nobody can see it. But yes, you are more than judged for taking the elevator, even if it's up two floors.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Well, so here's my thing with this. If the stairs are easily accessible, I would think take the stairs. But sometimes the stairs are, you can't even find the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be at a hotel. I live in hotels. So I'll be at a hotel, like a Homewood Suites or something. You're lucky to find the elevator. And even then, you don't know where the stairs are.
Right. I think because we're like circumstantial elevator riders. Like, Is that what we are? Yeah, we're not always, I don't know what the right word is, but some of these people that work in an office building, they probably see the same people day in, day out. They always have an option of elevator or stairs, and they are the ones that are the judgers.
Hey, you're on the air. Marguerite?
Yes. Hi, morning, Bobby. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Tell me what you think about this.
So I'm with Amy. I'm not going to judge somebody for taking the elevator up one flight, but I personally think that you should take the stairs up one flight, two flights, and I'm even saying three flights.
Dang, what's happening with you people?
Yeah,
why do elevators even exist then? I'm on the take elevator all floors now. You guys have convinced me. First of all, I don't want to judge anybody, period.
Yeah.
But, no, stop it. You're already judging.
Unless you have a cracked iPhone.
Yes, that'll judge. Yes, yeah. Because you're sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
But an elevator exists to elevate you.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's elevating you and we're judging? Hey, thank you for the call.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This woman named Heather in Arkansas drove her kids. And they went to a Pentatonix concert. They get there and they beep. You know how they beep your tickets in?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, these tickets aren't good.
No.
And she's like, oh, what? She goes, yeah, tickets aren't good. So obviously, they're upset because they've been waiting for Pentatonix to come. And so they're going to go home and they start crying. And some other people that are coming into the show see them crying, the kids and the mom. They're like, hey, what up? What's happening? Like, our tickets aren't good. We got bad tickets.
Oh, that's a scam.
So they said, just take our tickets. And they gave them their tickets.
And then they left?
And they left. That's amazing. They said, if you really wanted to go that bad, you can have our tickets. So they gave them their tickets. And so the family goes in and watches the show, right? And then they found those anonymous people and gave them, this is what it says, the anonymous strangers are being given free tickets to any of the upcoming concerts they choose at the Walmart Amp, which is the same venue.
Wow.
It's pretty
so
cool.
So the anonymous, they have to come forward somehow?
No.
That they know who they are?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The question is it okay to take an elevator one floor? Amy kind of says no. I kind of say yeah. I just think I've been convinced. An elevator exists to elevate. And if it's doing its job, why are we going to hate on the elevator? So let's go over to Donna in New Orleans. Donna, what do you think about this? One floor.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I think if you can take the elevator one, two, or three, four flights, the stairs, I think you should take the stairs.
Four flights? Yeah. What is happening with people?
We should encourage stair taking.
Great. We should encourage walking instead of driving.
Yeah.
But why does a car exist to get you from point A to point B?
But I'm of the group that wants to encourage stair walking, but let's not judge people that get on an elevator.
No, I'm not judging. I just think it's better for us physically. If we can take the stairs, we should take the stairs. Yeah. Absolutely.
Whatever. I get on the elevator and then walk an extra lap once I get up there. Come on.
To make up for it.
The elevator is supposed to elevate you. Angie in Louisiana.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. I never take the stairs. I am scared of heights, and I don't like touching the railing because it's really gross and full of germs.
Do they make you touch the railing?
Well, you need to?
I never touch
the railing. I'm afraid of heights,
oh,
so
got
I get
it.
Dizzy. So I have to touch the railing, and it's just disgusting. So I just take the elevator, no matter what floor.
Yeah, I'm kind of into that camp now. Just going to hop on the elevator. It's built to elevate me. Elevate away. The poor elevator, what if it can't even do his job? Got built for nothing. What about the poor elevator makers that are losing jobs because people aren't elevating as much? Something to think about.
Yeah, it is.
I'm always looking out for the little man.
Okay.
What's the minimum number of floors you can take? Let's see. 2/3 of people said taking an elevator just one floor is bad. 2/3 of people. Only 11% said one floor is fine. There you go. Bunch of haters, if you ask me. That's all. One more. Chase in Georgia, you're on.
Hey, man, yeah, I personally like to take the stairs, but if you want to take it one floor, that's not an issue whatsoever. I don't know why it affects me in any way if you want to take it one floor.
I tell you, I get motion sick on an elevator. I get motion sick scrolling on my phone.
Right.
Like, if I'm moving just a bit and I start scrolling my phone, bleh, wonder what that is about me. Because it's
know.
So sexy to the ladies. The ladies love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How easily you get nauseated.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, baby, you like motion sick guys? I'm the guy for you.
Wonder if it has something to do with your eye.
My one eye that doesn't work? It's never
in your
worked,
brain?
Though. It's never worked. So it's not like this eye used to work.
Could it be vertigo?
I don't know.
I don't really know for sure.
Morgan, number two, you ready over there?
Yep.
I think vertigo's in the ears.
I know. But it still causes an imbalance somehow.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-Second Skinny.
So Dierks Bentley won't be wearing cowboy boots anytime soon. He fell on stage wearing new boots while he was performing with Kenny Chesney, and ever since, he says he just moves around too much for that type of shoe.
So you mean just on stage, not in life?
He made it seem like it may be in life that he just won't wear them.
Well, it sounds... Okay. Okay, what else?
Keith Urban brought a fan on stage at his concert. The guy wants to be a professional musician, and he got a shred guitar on Blacktop Inns with Keith.
Yeah, this dude's playing guitar. Yeah, I never know if this is set up or not.
Yeah, because what are the odds you actually get someone...
Well, again, someone could have said, hey, I'm a musician, let me come up and play. So then they probably have some sort of... I don't think Keith just goes to the audience and some guy's like, well, I also play guitar. I think he goes, hey, does anyone play guitar out there? So someone comes up. And I've seen him do this before. But I just wonder if he knows how good Noah is. I'm watching the video at home, and Noah's like, yeah, I played like 4 years. And he's like, well, here, bring the guitar out. And he puts it on him, and Noah's like, and I'm like, come on. But are there also videos where Keith Urban pulls someone up and like, yeah, I play guitar, and the guy's like, conk. Because that, to me, is funnier than what this is.
Right.
But yeah, good for Noah. You know, I told y'all Green Day would do that thing where they would, at a show, they would go, okay, who wants to play the bass? And the crowd's like, yeah. So they grab someone playing the bass, and he comes up. And he goes, who wants to play the drums? And they're like, yeah. And they bring up somebody to play the drums. And they're rocking it, right? This is San Antonio. And the drum guy's, boom, and the bass guy's like, boom, 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 boom. And these are people from the audience.
Super cool.
And like, this is crazy. And I'm like, ah, Green Day rules, right? And so they're like, who wants to come up and play guitar and sing? And this guy's like, "May!" Bass is going boom, 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 and the drums like boom, do, boom, do, boom. And so they get the guy up to play the guitar, and they strap it on. The crowd's like, "Yeah!" And I'm going like, "Yeah, Green Day rules for my life." And so Billy Joe Armstrong's like, "Okay, get up on the mic." And the guy's like, "I'm ready." And the bass is going boom, 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 boom. And the drums like, and then the guy at the guitar, he's like, "Okay, bring in the guitar." And the guy's like, "Clown!"
Oh.
And everybody's like, "What?" And then the drums like,
"So close!"
And the bass is like boom, boom, and everybody's looking at him and you're like, you suck! And then we start booing him.
Oh, man. Boo!
Not because he's bad, but because he said he was good.
No, well, maybe he got stage fright.
And he gets up to, and again, it's terrible. It's like, he didn't know how to play guitar at all. He lied.
Oh, man.
And so.
He's forever, like, has that memory, though.
I know, what a cool memory, huh?
Yeah, then, feels then, like something you would do.
Then, well, I have done that before. Not with Green Day, though. But then they shut the show down, and they were like, stop the show. And so then Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day puts the guitar back on. I'm like, Green Day rules forever. And the bass player gets like, boom, boom, boom. And they play a song with the fake drummer, the fake bass player, and Billy Joe Armstrong.
That's cool.
And it ended up being cool. But I was like, what a turd, man.
That derailed for a minute.
Derailed it. But good for Noah. Hey, Keith, if you're listening, text me and tell me if this is a setup or not. I don't think Keith wakes up to like another hour or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, he's a rock star.
Well, he's also a dad.
Kids. Oh, that's true. Yeah. So he might be up early.
Yeah.
This is a double.
I don't think he reminds me. I was with Keith Urban once, and his phone rings. This is how normal Keith Urban is. And, well, in a way, obviously, he's not super normal because he's musically super gifted and good looking and rich and talented and nice, all those things. But his phone rings, and it's his wife, and she's like, I got to pick up some milk. And I'm like, what, you have these conversations?
Yeah. Like, for real?
Nice.
Yeah, no, no, it's for real. It was like, totally for
they
real.
They got to get milk.
Unless he trained him like Noah and was like, okay,
call me when I'm with Bobby.
Call me when I'm with Bobby. We need to seem really normal.
Morgan number two, what else?
John Party and Luke Bryan performed a classic country melody while they're out on tour, including George Strait's Carrying Your Love With Me.
Okay. I'm carrying your love. Do you have a clip of them doing it? Is this here? Oh, here it is. Okay, that's Luke's tour. So it's Luke and John Party and I think Morgan Wallen, and he comes out. There you go. There, thank you.
I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan number two plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
James in Oklahoma. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, my man?
Man, I mean, what? It's Tuesday. It's the summer thing's still weird to me because the listening's not normal. The patterns aren't normal of life yet. Let's just get the summer over with.
Oh, really?
Let's get back to late summer, early fall. People are back in school. Amy's not showing up at my house at 9 p.m. because Amy's kids are awake. All of a sudden,
summer.
That's what I'm saying. Last night, I'm about to go to bed. And I hear some. Hey, James, can I have your indulgence for a second as I tell the story?
You have my indulgence.
Thank you very much. So I'm at home, right? And I hear, dah, dah. And I'm like, what's happened? I live in a pretty private neighborhood. Kind of hard to get back there. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, it's down a windy road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I hear, bah, bah, and I'm like, is there an 18-wheeler outside of my house?
Somebody honking?
Yeah. Amy's in my driveway.
That was my warning honk.
No. She could have got out of the car. I didn't know she was coming over, but what do I care? And she's honking the horn. And I go, that looks like Amy's car. And I look out, and I see Amy and her kids, and they're like, we're here. It's 8:40 p.m., Eddie.
Yeah, it's late.
It's past my bedtime.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually happy to see them, though.
Summer.
It's summer. And the kids are out of control.
Oh, they really were.
I think
they were just excited to see Bobby.
Summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are out of control. Amy's daughter, I have like 8 or 9 guitars in my house, and she's just slamming them with her hand. Bam, bam. Amy.
Yeah, I know. We have to work on that. They just don't know etiquette in other people's home yet. Even though I try to teach them, Ugh.
I don't so much mind, but I don't want to stop Amy's enforcement of the rules with her kids.
Yeah.
Because
it's tricky.
Amy's going, we don't do that. And kind of I want to be like, but it's okay.
Right.
You can hit the guitar.
No, but it's not okay.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then Amy's son, we're playing by the, everybody's trying to push me in the pool. It's a whole thing.
Oh, they wanted to get in the pool so bad, so they just wanted to be casually thrown in, so that yes. way they oh. had an excuse to swim.
And what I'm time
like,
was this?
No.
It was like 11 p.m. in my heart.
Oh, I love how it just gets later and later every time he tells the story. He's like, it was midnight.
Oh, I get what you're saying about summer, man.
That's this summer. It's for the birds, man.
Yeah.
It's too hot. It's people are showing up at your house all hours of the night.
Late. Yeah.
And so.
I agree.
But it was good. I was glad you guys came over.
Oh.
Like, all seriousness, I've been so gone on the road, all the, being vice president of the company now. Kind of a thing.
VP.
I've been out making deals. And so I haven't got to see the kids. So it was good to see them.
Good. They loved it too.
Do you like random stop bys like that? Like,
I don't
I'm here.
I mean, I
don't mind them because what do I have to do except my life?
Yeah.
When I go to Amy, she gets mad. She's like, you got to give me a half hour.
Wait, what? When have
you have a family, Amy?
Mad?
Every time. You're like, you got to give me a half hour. You can't just show up.
Okay.
That's what you've said to me.
That's weird.
So she's like, I got a kid's house.
Yeah.
Well, I like to tidy up.
Now it comes out, see?
Oh.
Maybe put out some snacks.
I like friends. I don't have a lot of hangout instances. I haven't built this system that when I am home, it's there for me. I have friends. But I don't have it built into where people consider me to be around. Mm. So it's nice whenever there's some sort of human contact at my house. And so, yeah, Amy came over. It was nice last night. The kids came over. We had, what did we do? Just hung out?
Just kind of hung out.
Amy's kids are so generous with their things. And I think partially because they grew up in an orphanage and they had to share a lot. Would you say that's an accurate quote?
Yes.
Quote, not quote, an accurate statement?
Yeah.
Because Amy's daughter, who, by the way, if I were a kid, I would share my candy with no one. She runs to the truck and grabs her bag of Skittles and like, do you want some Skittles before we go?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. She just got, we were at Target, and she was able to get a treat. I mean, those Skittles, that was like a big debate. She was like, do I get gum or Skittles? And I just straight up told her, I said, look, if I were you, I'd get Skittles. Like, and then you go home, put it in your candy box. You can have them later. You can have a little bit on our way to Bobby's, but that's it. But yeah, they do like to share. It does
make
them
happy. Over to me. And then I got a couple. I didn't eat them, but I got a couple. What?
Oh, man.
I'm trying to lose.
Don't tell her that.
Oh,
well. She'll be like, he wasted them.
her
this
valuable
is very
skills.
Important. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to take them and show that I was thankful for them.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let's go back to James in Oklahoma. James, thank you for your indulgence.
Wow, what an indulgence.
Bobby nice. Just likes saying that word.
I do.
I know. Trust me.
Yeah. What would you like to say, my friend?
Nothing, man. I honestly, this shift I just got off of, I just finished up the very last episode on iHeart. I've been listening to since 2015, as far as it goes back on the episodes on iHeart, September 2015, and I just finished. I'm all cut up now. So
you listen to every episode of the show?
Every single one. I usually have you guys on my Bluetooth overnight when I'm working my overnight shift. So
what's your big takeaway then? You finished the show. Like, let's do this for new listeners. One word, define Amy in one word to the new listeners.
Amy?
Yeah.
Caring.
Caring, okay. That I can co-sign. Lunchbox is not here, but overall, what's the one word you get for Lunchbox?
Boss.
Excuse me?
Boss. B-O-S-S.
Oh.
Why that word?
I don't know. He just exudes like a confidence. Like,
okay, a confidence. Got it.
Yeah.
Not like a literal boss.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, not in charge.
No. Okay.
Like,
got
boss.
It.
More just like large.
What about myself, Bobby? That's my name.
Entrepreneurial.
Okay. And Morgan number two. Do you have any thoughts on Morgan number two?
Quiet.
Quiet. Okay. There we have it. Anything else you'd like to say, my friend?
That's it, man. I love you guys.
Thanks, man.
I don't know. You guys are my favorite, so.
You want a book? Do I have any books? Can I get this guy a book?
I don't have any books. Look, I need both of them, Bobby.
Well, no, first of all, don't get selfish. I just offered you one.
No, he's saying, I think he's implying he would like to get both of them in his life, not saying you should give them.
No, he's saying give me both.
I was. You're right.
Yeah.
I felt what he was saying.
No.
Hey, I'll take what I can get. How about that?
Bobby, you should give them both.
I don't have both. I don't. The first book I wrote, I don't know where it is. I don't even know if it's in, who knows where that is.
Oh my goodness, I have a copy.
That's like the printing press
on the second one.
I tell you what, I do have one. Okay, I have a book. I will sign my latest book and I will send it to you. Will you hold on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Where do you live in Oklahoma, James?
Tulsa.
Did you hear my rant about Tulsa the other day about Friends, the TV show?
I did.
Yeah, I feel like Friends is really cruel to Tulsa whenever Chandler goes to Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to Tulsa. I'm like, what's wrong with Tulsa? You'd be lucky to live in Tulsa.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah, I don't know why Friends did that to us.
Me either. City
James,
Slickers. What?
I gotta know, like, what are you gonna do with all this free time now?
Start the Bobbycast, my other show.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, I'm caught up on all those too.
Oh
man.
Dang, okay.
I don't know, but I'm definitely not gonna be able to find any other show that compares with you guys, so I'll just have to wait every day.
Amen to that, brother.
When it comes out.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute, James. Let me get you this. I'll sign you a book. I have a new book called Fail Until You Don't. It's up on Amazon right now for like $10 off still. Maybe it always stays $10 off now.
Oh, is that a thing?
I don't know, but it's only $10 off right now. But I'll send you that. We'll talk to Lunchbox in about 10 minutes. He got to take his baby home. Is that what we think? He did take the baby home,
we think?
We think.
We'll find out.
No, yeah, he's keeping teases from us. Yeah. Hey, James in Oklahoma, you back?
What's up, my man?
We have two books. I'm going to give you one of each.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I do. I'm like the Oprah of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, because I know you've never done that before, so.
Yeah. Because you know that because you've listened to every single episode. James is the historian of the Bobby Bones Show at this
basically.
Point.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm not going to call you out, but you're using a fake name.
He loves you, Bobby.
Uh-oh. Now someone's with
him.
What?
Oh.
Who is that?
James.
That's my wife.
What is she doing?
She's getting ready for work.
Oh, you're home now.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what, James, as you say. I was about to sign two James in the book, and someone runs in and goes, that's not his real name. He was using a fake name.
Oh.
I'm not going to say your real name, buddy. Don't worry.
All right, buddy.
I guess we got all your info. You good?
That's it, man. Hey, I appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you, buddy. See you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. There he is. James, first time I ever met him. Listen to every episode.
You!
All right,
Dan. The Morning Corny.
What is a duck's favorite dip?
What's a duck's favorite dip?
Quackamole. Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
Here we go. All right, our guy Lunchbox is on the phone. Lunchbox had a baby, about a week and a half or so ago.
Baby box update.
The baby came 6 weeks early. During a show, he rushed to the hospital. And then they sat and waited, and they had a baby that evening. On the 17th, I do believe. So I guess it's 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Today's 31st. And so yesterday, Lunchbox leaves the show and goes, I think we're taking the baby home. Gotta go. And now he's on the phone with us now. There he is. Lunchbox, hello, buddy.
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. So, question number one, did you take the baby home?
We took the baby home.
There it is. They took the baby home. All right, so what's that? What happened? What part? What time of the day? Like, tell us about it.
I guess it was around 11 a.m. The doctor came around and did his does his rounds or whatever, and he checked him over and was like, all right, he's good to go. And went back to the computer and wrote up discharge papers. And so the nurse comes in and goes over everything. And then she's like, all right. And she helps us pack him in the car seat. And she walks us out to our car and we're free to go.
Come on. Okay. So I'm assuming you bought a car seat.
Yeah, we got a car seat, and it was so awesome. I mean, no offense to those NICU nurses, but it felt so good. I was getting tired of seeing them. I mean, they were really, really nice, but just walking out of there was pretty freaking amazing. And getting home and being able to cut off our bands that we've had on our wrists for the last 2 weeks, what a feeling.
Did the baby sleep last night? Did you guys sleep at all?
Yeah, the baby slept last night. I mean, my wife was a little paranoid. Every time it would make a noise, she would wake up and kind of look. Oh, let me see. And she'd, turn on the light and check on him. And so I got up for the diaper change at 2 a.m., and then I got up at 4:45 because 5 a.m. is diaper change. And I've been up since 4:45 watching UFC fights with him.
Oh, he's already into that, huh? You gonna be a fighter?
Yeah, he slept through the fights, but I stayed awake so the wife could sleep, and where we were downstairs, and she doesn't even know we stayed up that long. She's still upstairs asleep.
Well, I remember one day in the studio, this guy, Lunchbox, said he was not waking up in the middle of the night. You know, he wasn't gonna do it. He was gonna sleep through the night. Has that changed a bit?
No. It's not changed. It's just when I'm working. Like right now, I wasn't going to work this morning, so I can get up. And 5 o'clock, I'm up at that time usually anyway, so I was like, I got this one, no problem.
Hmm. How was it to have the baby in the house last night? Crazy?
Oh, man. So crazy. So, I mean, just like yesterday, I just sat there and stared at him. Like, I just looked at him and just looked at him and looked at him. And, like, he just sat on my lap. And, I mean, he slept for 99% of the day, but I just stared at him. I mean, it's so weird and just so crazy to see baby stuff and diapers and his car seat sitting there and just and hearing him make little noises. And I mean, this is weird. It's so weird, so surreal, but such an amazing feeling. Such an amazing feeling just to have him home and just be able to do that. Like, I finally feel like a dad. Because the last 2 weeks, I just didn't feel like a dad because I didn't really get to do anything. And I didn't really get to, I mean, I got to see him, but the NICU nurses took care of him for 99% of the day. And I mean, it just, everybody's like, oh, how's it to be the dad? And I just, oh, it's okay. Hey, can you be quiet? I'm on the phone.
Tell him.
Yeah. He's on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, just, oh, like the NICU nurses were amazing, but I just was ready to have him home so I could be the dad.
And look at this guy here. Got a baby. Or he's got a great baby sound effect machine. One of the two happening right
I think
now.
That's
yeah.
Baby Box. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Winner, I know y'all are just adjusting, so we don't want to be in the way, but when are y'all, you know, accepting visitors?
I don't think for a few weeks, I don't think.
Yeah.
We got to go to get his shots. Like, he has to go to the doctor and get shots, and because he's a preemie, you have to wait a little bit longer to let people around him, I guess. They were telling us all these things, like, don't let people kiss him. Don't, you know, just try to keep him because their immune system, I guess, is weaker. And
yeah,
I mean,
makes sense.
They gave me a lot of information, and I got half of it, hoping my wife got the other half because I was just like, yeah, whatever you say. Just let me get out of here. And so.
Well, Lunchbox is on the phone, took his baby home yesterday. What was his first word?
Dada.
Oh, he already said,
of course.
Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, guys, this guy is really advanced. He came 6 weeks early. And, like, as of Thursday, they were telling us 7 to 10 days more in the NICU. And then all of a sudden, like a champ, he just started taking the bottle because he had to take a bottle for every feeding for 24 hours. And he was like, you know what? These nurses, I've had enough of them. I need to go see the world. And, wow. And here we are. I mean, four or five days later, we're at home, and it's just crazy. It's nuts.
There he is. All right, well, we'll catch up with you soon. Congratulations. And how about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
There he is, Lunchbox. Kaylee in Arkansas, how are you?
Hi, Bobby.
What's up?
I was going to ask you how you're liking Fortnite since you got it last night.
Yeah, did you watch my Insta story?
Heck yeah, I did.
Okay, so I get on, I set the Fortnite up, which is a video game.
Yeah.
Got a PlayStation 4. They have 4 of these things now. What in the world?
What happened to time?
I don't even know. So I set it up, and I have no idea what I'm doing. All I know is I'm some woman in a t-shirt running around trying to shoot people with an axe.
Oh, on the TV. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if this was your outfit that you wear.
During it? Yeah.
You have to change into costume.
Again, Fortnite's a video game that all the kids play. I'm playing with other people. I don't have a headset yet. I'm getting that today. But I get on, and Kaylee, I'm terrible at it. And I don't know.
That's okay. I am too. Like, there's, like, rarely any girls that play, but my boyfriend plays, and I became obsessed with it. So for our two-year anniversary, he got me a PlayStation 4, and that's the only game I have on it, and that's the only game I play.
Well, I thought, what if I get on this and I'm addicted? And I only played it for, like, 2.5 hours.
That's a lot.
What's up?
That's a lot.
Huh?
For the first time? Oh, great.
Yeah, what's that?
I feel like we're going to have to, like, stop by your house and check on you.
Well, so luckily I had a friend on there who I don't know, but he was just like, hey, Bobby, I got you, because he was wearing a headset. And he talked me through things. And he injured a player and then let me kill them. He was like, get your first kill. And so he hurt him, and the guy couldn't get up. And he's like, and he's talking to me through the TV. He's like, go ahead and shoot him, Bobby. I left him for you. And I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Wait, so I thought you couldn't communicate with people yet until you got a headset. So they come through your TV?
Yeah, well, you can hear, sure. And so, yeah, it's on my Instagram. But
yeah,
did you call him your friend?
Yeah, the guy's name is Philippe. I retweeted him. Philippe was his name. He said, good game. I was the one talking to you through the game. And I said, not all heroes wear capes, man. You're the guy. So, but what I need to hire a Fortnite tutor, like private lessons.
Yeah, I mean, when you go, you go big.
Oh, he goes 100.
Like, you can't just go halvesies.
No. I was buying the coins last night.
Oh, great.
I was buying body armor.
What does that do?
I don't know.
How long is this going to last?
Idea. I don't know what any of this stuff was happening last night. I was just pushing buttons. And I had an axe. I was chopping down trees. But I have my clan. We're running together. Squad.
Okay.
I thought it was clan.
You know what it is?
Clans, yeah.
Is it a clan?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, what's it called? Kate, what's it called?
Squad.
Squad.
Oh.
Squad. Remember, it wasn't
thought
clan.
We fact checked it the other day.
Squad up. Me and my squad were hanging out.
Squad up.
Yeah, Bobby, we're gonna squad up.
Okay? Well, I had to.
Is Bobby squad goals?
No, I'm terrible. Don't have me in your group because you'll all die goals. But yeah, I played last night. It was good. I don't know how addicted I'm gonna be, but I had fun for a second.
Well, we're gonna have fun together.
All right.
Because my boyfriend told me, he's like, Bobby's never gonna play with you. I was like, yes, he is. I added him.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, that's my story last night. I did play Fortnite. I'm learning. Mike D says, what? I can hire a
gamer sensei for $25 an hour. They'll teach you how to play.
$25 an hour?
Hold on. It's called a gamer sensei?
Yeah.
I'm so into this.
It's like a karate sensei.
They'll teach you like the best weapons to use, how to survive longer.
I don't even know how to switch the weapons yet. Like, Kaylee, I'm running around just running into trees, throwing up maps.
That's okay. That's okay. That happens. I'm not the best either, but you know what? I play with my boyfriend, and he's pretty good, and so I just kind of, like, follow behind him.
Mm. Well, I got my first kill. I built some forts.
Ooh,
and
congrats.
I ate the Battle Royal.
All right.
The Battle Royal.
Hey, a good way to practice is getting a 50v50. Then you've got, like, 50 people on your side, and so you can just, it's easier.
It's like Braveheart.
Don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't either, Eddie.
Hey, is it good for kids?
Well, teenagers. I think like 12, 13.
There's a 10-year-old or something. It was yelling at me through my TV.
Oh,
last
no.
night. He's like, why did you walk in front of him, stupid? And I was like, oh, my God. I'm being chastised by a second grader.
You call people
and you
stupid?
Couldn't talk back.
No, I could do nothing back. So I'm getting.
You can discipline.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Kid, I'm going to tell your mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, that was the story. Thank you for asking that. But I did play some. Anything else you want to say, Mike D? I see you have notes over there.
No, that was it. You should hire one.
10-year-olds?
Oh, I mean, they were dominating.
I thought that it was like 12, 13 was the start. But
all my son's friends play it.
What?
Like, yeah, they all play it.
10?
Yep. And Bobby.
And me. Yeah. There you go. Thank you for asking about Fortnite. I'm getting good. Not really.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Larry had fallen asleep on his living room chair and a fire broke out in his house, started spreading quickly, but smoke detectors never went off. Luckily, his dog, Lucifer, hopped into his lap, started jumping up and down, woke him up. He was able to rescue Lucifer and his other dog, and they were able to get out of the house.
Hey, good for that dog. Also, it's weird to name dogs after the devil, huh?
Yeah.
Does anyone hear that?
And it's a girl mm-hmm. dog.
Oh.
Well, that I makes don't sense. Know. Nothing about the dog.
From my experience,
sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's just pretty cool that the dog did that to wake him up.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Amy, for that.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I took the love language quiz last night. I never read the love language book. There are 5 of them. And so I took the quiz. And so I have my scores. Because you know what I think, too? I think that, you know who told me to take this was Tanya Rad Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, she loves this.
She was like, "Have you taken the love language quiz?" And I was like, "No."
Mm-hmm.
And so I take it, and it tells you how you like to be loved,
yes.
Right? Isn't that it?
Yeah, and if you have a partner, then you can both understand each other. Like when my husband and I first got married, we did it, and that way he knew what to do to me and I to him.
Okay.
For him or two, because physical touch is one of them. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what my worst one is? Physical touch.
Oh, yeah, I know that about you. I know in a relationship, but also can pertain to other people. Like, you're not someone that, like, you don't need a hug from me.
Mm. No, I have a whole hugging thing. Hugging should be special. I shouldn't hug Frank from accounting when I see him out at the bar on Wednesday night for a work event.
But so you're also
I can hug
saying,
you all the time.
Okay.
What?
But no, that's your contact with like your everyday people like me, like a really close coworker, friend,
yeah,
person.
Yeah, I'll hug you on special occasions.
Special occasions. But what about you have a girlfriend? So yeah. Physical touch being last.
I don't have a girlfriend, but that's probably why.
Let's hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, you don't need her to like walk in and start rubbing your shoulders and then that's how you feel.
Mm.
Okay.
My number one is acts of service and I got a 10. Is that a lot? 10? Is that the
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Acts of service is my biggest one.
Okay.
This is the thing, if someone will, because we only have so much time. There's only, you can make more money. You can't make more time. You only have so much time. And so for me, if someone's going to do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
And help me do something, I'm like, wow, they have taken something that is a finite amount and they've dedicated some of that to me.
Okay.
That's super special to me. And I knew that, but that's my number one, acts of service. Receiving gifts is number two. And it's not even so much about what the gift is, but it's that someone took the time to go, hey, I think I should do something special. Mm-hmm. Not for my birthday, because I don't like being celebrated. I don't like being told I'm having a surprise. I just like surprise.
Okay.
So acts of service was my number one thing. Number two was receiving gifts. Words of affirmation was three, which is fine. I don't really need to be told things.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That's my number one.
That's high on the list.
That's number one for me. I'm surprised that's number three for you. I would figure.
Well, just the other two are so low.
Yeah.
I don't even think this is a high one.
He's like, I just physically do not want to be touched.
What are those?
Quality time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bobby's
time.
Like, dinner's over. I took my last bite. Check, please.
I'm the worst at that. When it's time for the last bite, if I'm having dinner, yeah. I need to have the check because before my last swallow, I'm starting to lean toward the door.
No, you already paid. And then the person you're with doesn't even know. And they're like, oh, we're already done? You're like, yep.
And some people be like, oh, that's so nice. You did the trick where you paid without me knowing. I'm like, listen, I'm just trying to get out of here, man.
Yeah. This QT is up.
And then physical touch is last.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because I was never physically touched. Like, there wasn't a lot of love.
Could be, yeah.
In my home growing up. I was never hugged or kissed or told that I was loved. So maybe that's the thing that there's not a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not, I don't know it.
This helps us understand you better. That's good to know. Because you knowing that word affirmation for me is number one.
I didn't know that, but
that should help
now.
You. Well, I thought you did. I thought you would just know that by me. I don't know. I thought maybe you wouldn't know that. But yeah, I get a lot from like either no words affects me because I start questioning everything. Like if I'm not being affirmed, then my brain goes all kinds of crazy places. But if I feel affirmed, then I'm like, I have a sense of peace over me. Like, oh, calm. Like, oh, they do. Okay. I'm doing good. They care. They love me. I'm supported.
Oh, well, there you go. I'll start saying things to
but
you.
But I also like a massage. So I'm like words of affirmation and physical touch.
Well, I'm acts of service and receiving gifts.
Okay, good to know.
But it would be good to know, like in my last relationships, if I knew this stuff,
yeah,
I would know how to go and show them what they needed to be shown.
Mm-hmm. And they would know.
And people would stop trying to touch me. Yeah. I'd show them this piece of paper. Like here's
but you'd have to know if you're dating someone, physical touch is number one for them. You're going to have to be like, you know what? I'm going to need to like hold their hand or scratch their back or whatever.
Well, you can touch, right, Bones? Mm-hmm. But you just don't like to be touched?
I like to be touched in certain areas.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay, this is not...
talking about just like... Right.
This is just everyday love language stuff, not love language.
So dumb.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I haven't been touched in like 8 months.
That's okay.
At
don't,
all.
Don't care.
Yeah, different kind of love
don't need to know about
language.
That love language.
But don't you want to know?
Nah. Like, I mean, no.
I've been hard up.
Nope.
No, boy.
I had
to get on Fortnite to have any sort of interaction.
Well, don't do that.
Stop doing that because no,
that's not good.
Just to talk to somebody.
Well, we talk to you, and we're like
I pay you to talk to me.
We're not 10.
Okay, fine. Stop paying us.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so, I don't like when you say that.
I know.
Because we, Eddie and I for sure, are beyond, we're your legit friends. So like, do you really think that we're only friends with you because we work with you?
It's not that I think you're only friends because you work with me. I think that if we didn't work, no, I think, Amy, you and I would be friends forever. Because I think
forever, ever?
Forever. I think you don't know the trust with someone until you have to test that trust. You never can trust somebody fully until you that trust has been tested. We have been through a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
Deaths, wins, losses, all the things. So I think you and I have been through so much of a struggle together. We've been together for how many long years?
Yeah, 27
years?
Over
12.
12
years.
27.
Feels like 27.
Yes. I think you and I would stay friends even if we weren't working together.
Yeah.
Eddie and I would probably drift a bit.
Back and forth.
What?
No, I mean, yeah, closeness.
Oh, we
do. We do. But dude, you just started paying me like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. He's been your friend for way before that.
I was friends with you before.
Yeah, but we worked together.
But thank you for paying me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Well, anyway, that's my love language.
I was friends with you before, too.
I did that, and I did the ideogram. Is that what it's called?
Enneagram.
I don't know what it's called. Yeah. I feel like an idiot.
Those are numbers.
Oh, my sister is so into the Enneagram. It's not even funny.
It's a personality test for 2018, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's been around for a long time, but yeah.
But it's
really hot right now.
So Dave Haywood from Lady Antebellum was at the house. It's like, you got to do the ideogram. What's it called?
Enneagram. E-N-N-E, not ideogram.
Okay.
Bobby's like, the idiot-gram.
Well, I didn't do it.
And then, don't do the idiot-gram.
Last night, I was doing the Bobbycast, and Maddie and Tay were over at the house.
Yeah?
And they were like, what are you on the idiot-gram? And I was like, I don't know.
This is the one where you're like, you're a number four, you're
yeah.
a number two.
Yes, with a wing. You can be a wing of another number.
Well, I'm a number one hardcore, whatever they
are. Do you have what's the number one?
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Oh, because I would like to hear, because I want to be like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well,
because there's strengths and weaknesses to both.
Yes.
We all have strengths and weaknesses, so you have to, you know, take them both for what they are.
Do you have the number one? I'm a number one with a hard number three lean.
Ooh, that's
what's
your wing.
What's number one?
Number one is attention of you goes to what is right and wrong, being good, and energy goes to trying to improve. You're a perfectionist.
I think that's what it is.
And then your wing is three, you say?
I think so.
So you're a performer. What brings success and gaining approval? Energy goes into achieving goals, tasks, and prestige.
Yeah. The one that I got 0 points on was what they call a number two. We're getting too much, but it's called the helper. Warm, concerned, nurturing, and sensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, I got 0 points at that one.
Zero.
None.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you didn't answer the questions about this one here. Oh, I did. Yeah.
Got zero.
I did. There's just nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a number one. Whatever. Number one is called the perfectionist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectionist and performer. I would almost flip those for you, but I didn't take the tests.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
That's not what I was doing last night, playing Fortnite and taking quizzes.
Fun.
Someone says, look at you doing the quizzes in Fortnite. What's that? I was like, that's called being single, man. What else you got to do?
Nothing else, right?
Hanging out at the house, watching Instagram stories and doing the things.
Man.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot about me there. I like acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
So start acting, please.
Okay,
you're doing a great job today so far.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. There's a guy who used a corn maze for a proposal, like a wedding proposal.
Mm-hmm. One man in upstate New York went all out to ask for his girlfriend's hand in marriage. You got to check this out. Travis Drexler used his family's corn maze. Travis had the entire maze mapped out on graph paper using the corn rows as a guide. Well, he showed his bride-to-be a drone picture. You got to check out right there. Look at that. It read, Allie, will you marry me? I love that story. And yes, she said yes.
The monster corn maze.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I think, though, this is just me thinking now, next level. If you have a cornfield, you probably have one of those small airplanes.
A crop duster?
I think you take her up in the plane
instead of
the drone.
Mm.
But again, this is super romantic me.
Yeah, you just took it up another
with an
notch.
Airplane.
Yeah, you rent a plane.
No, I would just think someone would have one.
Yeah. So you want to take her up in a crop duster?
To look and be, yeah.
Aren't those like one-seaters?
Then we crash.
Get my lap.
I do think it's a cool story. I like big, thought-out proposals.
You're romantic.
I'm a romantic thinker. Like, I'm months ahead with things. I'm already going, listen, I had an engagement ring fund.
That's
I started saving
true.
Money for it when I was 25
yeah.
years old. Because I was going, oh, I'm going to have to buy an engagement ring and I don't have any money. So I'm going to start saving now. At that point, that fund's long gone. But I did start because I thought it would be a thing.
Well, do you think now, since you have that on the horizon, you'll start one up again?
I have what on the horizon?
You have a wife and a kid. or kids.
What?
On the horizon?
Yeah.
I don't
have
a girlfriend.
Of it.
I thought that you wanted that to happen in the next year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't need a fund now. Listen, I'm single and have a good job. I have a savings account now.
That's true.
Then, for most of the time, I wasn't. I was struggling. Hey, Mackenzie in Austin.
Hey, Bobby.
What do you think about this?
Well, okay, I think I actually have a story that would beat that.
Okay, go ahead.
So, my friend Tommy, my best friend Cam, they've been dating for like 5 years, and he started the proposal process like a year before he was actually going to propose. So, he asked me, she was up in school at Dallas at the time, and he's like, hey, I need you to come up and help me plan this. So, I go up to Dallas, spend the weekend, and spend the day out with her, and what he'd done, he'd taken my camera, and he's like filming like little bitty bits and pieces of this entire process, but on that day, he surprised her. We walked into the apartment. It was like candles everywhere, and he had this like everlasting rose, because her favorite movie is Beauty and the Beast. So he had this everlasting rose and a note that said, you know, I'll love you until the last petal falls or something. And so then for the final proposal, he flew her out to Cambria in California, which is like where she wanted to go forever, and had her friend out there, and he proposed to her on the beach. But he had this whole video, like he'd planned it out a year in advance. And so, but it was just a really cool process to be a part of.
You know, I always like the stories where people, they'll buy, let's say Amy, you and I are together and we're dating, and I buy you a locket, right? And I'm like, I got you this locket, and then you wear it forever. And then like a year later, I'm like, hey, open your locket. And you open it, and there's a diamond ring in there. I love those
stories.
But
what if I would have opened it?
Then that's just a risk you take. Roll the dice,
so,
baby.
So, but depending on...
But what if it's not a locket? Sometimes it's like a hidden locket.
Yeah,
it's like
you
I got
know.
You a necklace, and you've had it for a year, and then I'm like, hey, I want you to type in the code 6969.
Oh, gotcha.
open the necklace. I love those type of stories. Or I've heard a couple where people will go and buy a ring. Like the first day I met you, I went and bought a ring.
They just say that, though, yeah, right?
No, but
no,
listen,
they probably do go buy it.
What I would do
it.
Is have a receipt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so that if it works out.
Prove
don't
it.
Be a hater on romance.
No, I mean,
it's so weird because you're such a loving person, mm-hmm. and you have such love.
I know.
You and your husband are such
But my romance level is zero.
Like, I'm romance Dan, you know?
Yeah, you
what
just
mean?
Can't practice it, man.
No, I'm just looking for someone.
Man, so you really think that people go out and buy the ring? Like, because they really feel that way, or they're just hoping it works out?
Why does it matter?
Because it does.
As long
really
as it ends
matters.
Up right, who cares?
That really matters, because do you just want a really cool story to tell,
no.
or did you really feel like she was the one right away?
Maybe that's the one. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe you just felt that she was the one.
Yeah. I want that to be the reason why.
And then when you break up, you're like, give me the locket.
No, you steal it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
You're
going to
be like, I need that locket back. Why? This
don't
is my
worry
locket.
About it.
Yeah, you're on the air, Josh in Texas. Hey, bud.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going?
Good, man. Tell me a story.
So, I am a firefighter, and I drove the fire truck to my wife's house, lights and sirens. Family was all there, and just kind of blew it up, made it loud, and she had no idea what was going on. All the neighbors came out and thought my father-in-law was having a heart attack.
I like that. Listen, I too would think something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why's the fire truck outside? But I like that. Fire truck, sirens. Like, good. No one needed you, right, during that time? There wasn't, like, a blaze
no.
happening. Like
we'll get to that later.
No, I was off at the time.
And she said yes. All good?
Yes, everything was all good. Smiles and happily married for 3.5 years now.
Ah, look at you guys. Well, I appreciate that call. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I like that. What?
I need to go to, like, romance camp.
I've already tried to send you.
Yeah,
just listen to me.
Right here, every day.
Yeah, I get camp right here. Yeah.
I was good at broke romance, too. Like,
yeah,
I found
that's the best.
I was like a DIY king ding-a-ling a romance.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Like, I was like buying flowers and building trails.
Playlists
and,
on iPods.
But yeah, back in the day. Hey, Morgan, number two, you won't understand this because you're 24. But they had this thing called iPods. When it was different than a phone. You know, you familiar with what that is?
It's music only.
It kind of looked like the iPhone.
I had an iPod.
You couldn't call anyone with it.
You would just dance with it in your hand.
Yeah. And so what? I had a girlfriend, and we were going to have like a Valentine's dinner. And so what I did is I loaded up this iPod with her favorite songs. And I was like, this is your gift for Valentine's Day.
She was like, you left her message on it,
well,
right?
Well, no, I'm getting to that part of the story.
My bad.
She
bad.
Didn't know.
Amy, let us talk.
Sorry, I got too excited.
Like, so she, at the end of Titanic, she sinks, right, and dies?
Well, this is the best part. Hurry up.
So what it was is I got her this iPod. And I was like, this is a gift I bought you. She's like, oh, great. This iPod is a cool gift. We're just going to have a little dinner around the house. And then I was like, hey, listen to song 3. I put the song on there. So she's listening, and the song's playing. But I had edited at the radio station the song to cut off at like 10 seconds. And I was like, hey, listen, I've actually left the apartment. So if you walk outside. And so she was like, what? Because I walked out. And what I did is I changed clothes real quick. And then she walked out, and I had taken flowers and like made a trail all the way down, and I had got a like a car, and it took us. It was a whole thing.
Listen, to that
Amy kind of ruined the story.
Sorry, but I got excited. I didn't ruin it. Yeah, stop being negative.
You kind of threw it away.
No, I didn't. That got great. In fact, I was like, guys, genius. That really is a good idea.
I thought it was pretty solid.
If you get a girlfriend now, would you do that kind of stuff?
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
I think so.
Here's an iPod.
No, not iPod. It would
Now we could do a mixtape for nostalgia.
Put in the VCR. Watch your favorite movie. Watch your favorite movie, and then it's me going, hey, it's me.
I just stepped outside for a second.
But yeah, that's the kind of thing. It's just the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
But you also have the creativity. Your brain goes there. My brain would never think of that.
I would like to, if I could have the indulgence of the rumors.
Yes.
I'd like to speak on what I think that women appreciate more so than men is effort. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a lot of money to put in effort. And I think that women love effort, to be shown that the man in their life is actually taking the time and thought to put whatever into it. It's not so much about what happens at the end. It's about all the effort that happens in the beginning and middle.
Yeah.
And so that's what I learned. I haven't really been able to, you know.
No, I hear that all the time. You're right.
Yeah, but those who can't teach.
That's true.
Preach.
I don't have to work at a Whataburger to know a great hamburger.
That's right.
What do you think about that, Morgan? Number two, would I be a real treat to date?
Yeah, for sure. You're a big romantic.
sounds like a robot. I should reply with the appropriate answer.
Turn her off, both. Yes.
Okay, well, there you have it. Give me that court music. Judge Common Sense presiding, that'd be me. Into the chambers comes Morgan number two.
Oh.
So what happened yesterday, Morgan number two?
So I had to take my Jeep in, it had a recall, and it was going to be at the shop all day long. And they had a courtesy driver at the dealership. And I was like, okay, I want to go home. So he took me home. It was about a 20-minute drive each way. And I was like, ooh, do I tip this guy? Or since he's a courtesy driver, do I not have to tip?
Oh, yeah, because it's courtesy.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought this to Judge Common Sense.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't have to drive you home, right?
No, but
it was
like
a courtesy, you said.
Yes, it was a courtesy driver.
You know what's also a courtesy? Tipping.
Ooh.
Did you tip?
I did. It wasn't like a huge one, but I did tip him. I just felt like I needed to.
Because then how do you know what to tip?
You don't. You never do. But here is the general rule about tipping. If you ever wonder, and you can, just do. There are some times where we either don't have the money or we don't have the cash. Separate but the same. And if you can't, you can't. But if you can't, for me, I lived on tips a lot of my life, especially when I was bussing tables and then waiting tables. And this guy, you probably helped him out. What did it hurt you to give him $5? Did you give him $5?
Yeah, that's what I gave him. I was like, that's the only cash I have.
Perfect. Sometimes I'll even say that. I'll be like, oh man, I've only got $3. I am so sorry. But yes, if you can tip, always tip. Because what's the worst that can happen? Someone goes, oh, you're being too generous? No, I can't. That's the worst that can happen.
Well, I will say it was kind of awkward because they're not technically supposed to accept them.
Yeah, technicalities.
But he was like, yeah, you can if you want to, but you definitely don't have to. So, it was just awkward.
Throw it on the seat.
Put it in my front pocket.
I won't tell anybody.
With your own hand. Yeah. Yes, you made the right call. The right call is if you ever wonder and you can, just do. Because you will help someone out in their life. And what is so bad about helping someone out?
No, I can't really think of anything.
Think of the times people have helped us. Yeah. Think of the times people have helped us. We didn't even know they helped us.
Yeah, it's hard to think of them because I don't know of them.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So Judge Common Sense rules that if you can tip, do tip.
All right.
Listen,
sounds good.
If you're at Subway and you have 70 cents left and you go, you know, I have 70 cents. We're not going to put them in my pocket. But there's a cup there. Sure, maybe you go, the sandwich artist, who tips them? But they're human beings. Why would you not help out a human being if you can? It doesn't matter what. Why would you not help somebody out? Because you need to help at times.
Mm-hmm. Or do you ever leave the change? If you've got change, you leave it for someone else that might need the change?
In the vending machine all the time.
Leave it right there. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a good one. I never thought about that.
I was trying to teach my kids that that's... That's nice to do.
Because one time I went and I was a nickel short and I'm going, I have no money. I was the only one in the building. And I put my finger on that slot and there was a quarter. And I said to myself, if I can, I'm changing someone's day by doing this for the rest of my life. And so I don't get in the vending machine a lot, but if there's change, I leave it. I'm not saying leave 100. People can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
But even a dollar, it helps. That's all I'm saying. What were you going
to
say?
That's it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, it's a good lesson to teach people. And that's what I was trying to teach my kids about leaving change behind. If you can leave it, sometimes someone comes up to the cash register and they're a quarter short or something, whatever. And boom, we left that quarter there. And they're like, they're trying to still understand. And I say, yeah, it's for people that need it. So we're going to leave it. My daughter just looks up at me. She goes, I need it.
Well,
so she tries to take it.
Hey,
I'm
Judge,
like, no.
Yes, let's go over to Eddie. Eddie's entered the chamber.
Question, Judge. Yeah. If you have only like $20 or maybe like a big bill, like $100, what do you do?
In what scenario?
When you got a tip. You want a tip.
Can you break it?
But
so it should have been on you to think ahead. But we don't always think ahead. Like I said, sometimes I don't have cash.
Correct.
It just depends on the scenario.
Have you ever given someone just like, all right, man, that's all I got. Take the 20.
Yes, it's different for me, though, because I feel like people will get on Twitter and write that I didn't tip them.
Oh.
And I'm a big tipper anyway because I live by tips, but also I have the rule of if I don't, someone will be like, Bob Bone's such a douchebag.
Yeah, he didn't tip me anything.
He gave me a dollar.
Yeah.
So if it isn't uncomfortable to break it, I think you can break it.
Oh,
it's okay to ask them. Like, I'm sorry, I only have a 20. Do you have any change? I'll tip you.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And hopefully
that's
they do.
That's always awkward.
But you have to be prepared. If they don't have change, you just got to straight up give them the 20.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the hard part.
You have to
or
be
give them nothing.
Oh. Yeah, but that's
it's
even
tough.
Worse
it
if, like,
is.
You're, like, showing them a 20 and you're like, ooh, too bad, so sad, you don't have change. But I've been
now you see it, now you don't.
I've been with Bobby before. I can't remember where we were. We had a work thing and we had to valet because it was at a hotel and... We came out and you gave the valet guy like a hefty tip because you didn't have change. It was this exact scenario and you didn't have change. You're like, well, you know what? I can, so I'm going to, whatever. It legit made this guy's night. Like he got the biggest smile on his face. He couldn't believe it. It probably turned his night around because I'm sure he was used to getting a dollar, $2, you know, less than $5 tips for sure. And this was definitely a bill.
I think it's all relative.
But it was thoughtful.
To... what you can do for someone.
Right.
That's all it's about.
I agree.
We all can do different things for different people at different times.
But what I'm saying is I don't think you planned on tipping him that much for sure.
That's all
you
I
just
had.
Legit didn't have any
I was
other
like,
change.
Wow.
So Bobby thought about it and he was like, you know what? I've worked
I don't remember this instance.
I do.
But
like it was yesterday.
But I believe you.
Take this bag full of cash. That's all I got.
I just went to the bank.
I'm now VP of the company, so here, have the car. What do you
go
say?
Park yeah, my
take
car
it all.
In
take
the parking
it all.
Spot.
All right. Morgan number two, you did the right thing. As a general rule, just remember this, my 24-year-old digital producer, I'm teaching my ways right now. If you can help someone, always help someone.
Deal.
That's just the end of it. All scenarios. If you can do, if you can't, that's okay. But if you can do.
Okay.
The end.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
Case dismissed.
Yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Now, I made a joke about being a VP in the company. Listen, I don't even know what that means, really.
Vice president.
No, I know what those letters
mean.
But I posted a picture because I signed a new contract, and it's a long deal, and there are lots of cool things that I'm able to influence, mm-hmm. not only in the company, but in the industry. And so I think that's probably where that title comes from. But it was, I'm going to tell you, I posted a picture on Instagram. I'm so surprised when people care about things that I do. It has like 1,000 comments.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it going, I can't believe people care. I wasn't even going to talk about it yesterday. But Eddie brings it up. And then Amy says something. Like, I won't mention it. I can't believe that people care. Not about that, but about me. That's just such a weird thing to see.
Well, it's a big deal.
Yeah, but I don't even think anyone cares about the deal. Like, I do think that's that people are that care about me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm always like a little bit like, man, what? That's cool. I appreciate that.
Does that affect your life? Does that make you feel better about yourself?
What?
That people care about you?
In general?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just surprised by it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you expect anybody
no.
to care about you.
I expected nobody to care about ever. Mm-hmm. Never. I don't expect anybody to care about me. And so when they do it, yes, it is always a shock. So, yeah, that was the thing. I put that on Instagram yesterday and people were very kind, so I appreciate that. A lot of artists were writing on there. A lot of listeners for like 10 years writing on there. Crazy. Over to Amy now. You ready for the pile?
Ready. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So in honor of National Avocado Day, which is today, Chipotle is giving away free guacamole. But here's the deal. You have to order online or through their mobile app and enter the coupon code AVOCADO to get the code to go pick it up. You can't like go walk into the store and say avocado when you're at the cash register. That's not going to work.
You can say it.
You can, but it's not going to get you the free guacamole. But if you do it on the app and, you know, order it to go,
sounds
then you're
like
going
to
get
a lot
it.
Of hoops to jump through. Yeah.
Well, how much is the guacamole? Like $2?
Probably $3, $4. Depends on what size you get. But
depends on how fresh.
Yeah, how fresh you want it. Okay, so I saw that esports stars are going to soon make more than real pro athletes. And it made me think of Bobby and how he's now into Fortnite.
I played it one time.
Well, but you get into things. I'm just letting you know there could be a future because they're seeing it to get to like massive money like type potential. And people kind of are turning their nose up in it like, yeah, right, it's not going to happen. But let me remind you that the 2016 League of Legends tournament, it took place in a sold out stadium.
Yeah,
it had 36.
It's a different thing though.
Why?
You may have a couple of them making more than some athletes, but you're not going to have, like, you have to think of football, baseball, basketball, hockey, all these sports where you have thousands of people
making
millions.
Like, oh, they're going to make like what LeBron makes.
No, no, they're not. It is a thing. It is more of a thing than people are giving it credit for, but it's no.
Did you see Kobe Bryant might be coming back?
He's not going to play with LeBron. He's not coming
back. That's what Shaq said.
Okay, well, Shaq should stop.
Okay. I didn't know.
Shaq says a lot of things.
I only read a headline.
Shaq doesn't know near as much about basketball than I do.
That's true.
The nerd who hasn't ever played basketball.
He never played, really.
Yeah.
I have no idea if it's true or not. It's just what I read. Okay, and I'm going to end with this like sweet little story of this 70-year-old widower who took death to his part really seriously with his wife. And every day since she passed away for the last 7 years, he has taken a framed photo of her with him to the beach so that they can look out at the ocean together, because that's what they used to do when they were alive.
How long has he been doing this?
7 years. Every day.
Every day. Wow.
And he like has no intention of stopping. I just thought it was like a really sweet love story. I'm like, oh man, you know.
Kind of feel sad for him.
Yeah. So
you see that as sad? I see that as like, oh wow. Like,
I see it as they had a real love, but I mean, he can't get on one of those dating websites.
Yeah, death really didn't do him part. Like, he's not letting the death separate him.
I think he's okay, like
don't
letting
you wish
her
he'd
go.
Find, like, someone else to spend time with.
Well, I also wondered if he did find someone else and they go to the beach together, does he still bring the framed photo?
That's tricky.
That's a threes.
Amy, that's what you call a bones. That's a good one.
What is the dating site for the older people? Isn't like silver?
It's like I see it sometimes.
Silverfish?
No, silverfish is like a disease. They're like some kind of
silverfish. All
right, is that it?
Yeah, maybe that's right. My file. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, we're out. We will see you on Wednesday's show. Amy, what's happening today?
Still have a friend in town, so just hanging out with her and the kids.
Tygan Daniels, our local afternoon show, and they have an interview series called the Tiny Couch Interview. I'm going to go do that today. They asked me to set aside 2 hours.
Are you really going to? Did you really set aside two hours?
No, I set aside 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm going to go do that right now. I can't wait to watch that.
Those are good.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much. BobbyBones.com is the website. And until then, we appreciate you being here. Thank you. Bye. The Bobby Bones Show. Turn it up.